Good morning. It's Monday, June 15th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's edition opens with a critical warning from Nature Metabolism. Glucosamine supplementation raises 5-year mortality risk by 25% in Alzheimer's patients. A must-read for anyone managing cognitive health. Two intervention studies offer genuine hope. An RCT in PNAS Nexus shows 2 weeks without mobile internet can restore attention by a decade, while a circulation trial finds 2 years of exercise reverses 20 years of cardiac aging. We also unpack the supplement paradox hiding in plain sight. High-dose antioxidants may be undermining your fitness gains, and cover a significant shakeup in the longevity research establishment. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, glucosamine linked to 25% higher mortality risk in Alzheimer's patients. According to Nature Metabolism, a study published in Nature Metabolism found that Alzheimer's patients who took glucosamine were 25% more likely to die within 5 years than non-users, a striking signal for one of the world's most popular joint supplements. This is the one to read today. 2 weeks without mobile internet restored attention to levels a decade younger. From PNAS Nexus. A pre-registered randomized controlled trial published in PNAS Nexus found that simply disabling mobile internet on smartphones while retaining calling, texting, and desktop Wi-Fi restored sustained attention to levels typical of someone 10 years younger after just 2 weeks. In supplement news, high-dose vitamin C and E may be sabotaging your workout gains. From Rapamycin Longevity News, a comprehensive review finds that supraphysiological doses of vitamin C and E, the kind found in many supplement stacks, actively blunt muscle hypertrophy, bone density gains, and neuroprotective adaptations triggered by resistance and aerobic training. Metformin's health span benefits may run through the gut microbiome. From Psychiatric Times. A detailed analysis in Psychiatric Times connects metformin's anti-inflammatory and longevity-associated effects to its modulation of the gut microbiome, noting that the drug closely mimics the metabolic profile of caloric restriction. From the research desk, GLP-1 drugs suppress spontaneous physical activity, a hidden trade-off. From Neuroscience News. A new study from Neuroscience News reports that adults managing obesity significantly decreased their spontaneous physical activity after starting GLP-1 receptor agonist medications such as semaglutide or tirzepatide. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.